So with that said, beloved, when black people have a damaged operating system, it means that you don't know when you have downloaded different things, meaning you have done certain things. So therefore, you get the reciprocity. You get the karma coming back unto you. And when that karma comes, you can't be mad. You say, wait a minute. They erased our name. We don't know who we are. Well, true and false. True, you don't call yourself what you are because you have rejected the update. When did black people was getting an update? You was getting the update before you had any of these black leaders talking about you Asiatic. Because it was Noble Jawahar Lee that came up with that concept before. And then you go into Noble Jawahar Lee's teaching. He tell you that we are not Negro, we are not black, we are not colored. And then he says something very particular. He said, you're not Ethiopian. But wait a minute, you go all over into Egypt talking about he's an Egyptian adept. How you going to be an adept of the Egyptian mystery school? And you don't know. Or want to edit out of memory that Ethiopia is the mother country of Egypt.
Vader.
The beginning of each dynasty. Of all major dynasties or whatever, you know what I mean? Because we had 31 dynasties, right? At least 18 solid of those dynasties. The original root of those dynasties comes out of Kush, Ethiopia. How you don't know that? How you don't know the history? He didn't know the history. He didn't know the memory. It was void of memory. So then, Elijah Muhammad, he picks up on that. Oh, we just Asiatic black man. See, he just added black man to it. Had it not been for the Nation of Islam and then inspiring younger students through Malcolm X, then you wouldn't have Kwame Ture or Stokely Carmichael, and then he did some backdooring technique by joining up with the Southern Student Leadership Council. I forgot what the whole name is for that, but he was a student, and Martin Luther King, MLK, was working with college students and, you know, in the protesting and the sit-ins and that kind of stuff like that. So Stokely Carmichael joined that. And when he joined that, and then once when those news cameras started coming out recording Dr. King and Stokely was showing so much promise and so on and so forth. And so, but he was a little bit outspoken. So he comes up there and he got the news cameras right there. And this young student, and they say, Martin Luther King was doing their little chants and stuff like that. Then all of a sudden, Stokely started chanting, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. And if you didn't know, calling a colored man or a Negro in that then time, calling them black, that was an insult. Fool. You don't go around calling the Kemites black. You don't even call them Kemites. They're Egyptian. Call them what they is. That's what the name of that country is. If you leave it as it is, you will learn something. There was many names that could be applied to the country, even the ancient land of Temari, the beautiful land. Why did none of the pro-blacks say, see, because you infatuated with a color. And so now you are caught into a color conspiracy with yourself because Europeans ain't in that battle with you. Because all it is, it's a Western European, a westernized European concept of a caste system. And whoever's labeled as black is on the bottom of that caste system. So you're wondering why you're at the bottom. Because you're labeled to be at the bottom. You love to be at the bottom. You don't want to straighten nothing out. You don't want to smooth nothing out. You don't want your OS to be corrected. Now, Mr. Muhammad, for instance, and Farrakhan and Malcolm X, right? And later on, Ben Ami and the Hebrew Israelites. They know that you had damaged OS, but they didn't bring an OS. They're not equipped to bring an OS because God didn't make it that way. God was working with Black America, but Black America went off the path. Ethiopia, before any black leaders get to cooking, get to teaching, Ethiopia had already reached out to Black America. Or no. You go into the Supreme Wisdom and then go into the five percenters, the Nation of Gods and Earth literature. Inside of those, both of those literatures, they'll tell you, which is they all coincide together. But those literatures will say, nobody came after us or sought about us or tried to change our condition until Farad Muhammad. And that is categorically false. False. Ethiopia was already here. Why? How do you know that? How do I know? You had David Walker's appeal. Go back to David Walker. Doesn't he exist before Garvey M came over and before Farad Muhammad, before Noble Jawahar Lee thought that he would go, and get in some traveling caravan, and then they ended up in Egypt and all this other kind of stuff like this? So he claimed. We wasn't there. We don't know. Wasn't there. You're just believing off what somebody's saying. Right or wrong, doesn't matter. So, the Negro, as they was called back then, this is before Garvey tried to usurp some of Ethiopia's branding. and really helps to bring it to ruin, to make it ambiguous. That's why they use it. They use the true culture, the true connectivity, the true OS to make it ambiguous. They try to make it ambiguous in the mindset of black people. Man, if you can understand what black leadership has done to disconnect you from the only country that wasn't colonized by Europeans. Ethiopia has its own cuisine. Ethiopia has its own calendar. Ethiopia has one of the oldest languages on earth that's still in use. Ethiopia has the oldest scriptures on this planet. Ethiopia is the mother country of modern civilization. With Herodotus, Europeans' first historian. Go back and check out what he said about Ethiopia and Egypt. He tells you in their writings that the Egyptians did everything from Ethiopia. And it was Ethiopia that reached their hand. They found out where a lost seed had went, a lost people had went. And with Haile Selassie. See? Y'all don't know, man. Y'all don't know. Making all types of reforms and so on and so forth. With the U.S. government and with England and so on. But this is why he was having those meetings and stuff like that. You know what the intent was? The intent was cultural centers and communities inside of America in order to bring the Negro up to date. This is why Haile Selassie says that not only is he king over all dark peoples everywhere, he says that also includes the Negro in America. And if you really want to get technical, Ethiopia means burnt skin. Or some may say in a more romantic way, Ethiopia means those that has been kissed by the sun. So if you kiss, you are kissed with that darker pigmentation. Is that correct? So really, all black people really should be calling themselves Ethiopians. Really and truly. I understand what Mr. Muhammad did with his dietary program and so on and so forth. But really and truly, if we're going to begin to fix the OS in black America, they need a cuisine that ties to a country. I understand what Garvey did with the red, black, and green. But Garvey, Mr. Mark. Since he wanted to connect to Ethiopia, he should have been raising up the flag of Ethiopia with the Lion of Judah on it. Now, shouldn't he? So that means then your flag and your cuisine could be fixed. So what am I saying here? Then you go into the Hebrew Israelites and they act just as disingenuous. I'm seeing these mainline Hebrew Israelites upholding Judaism, talking about they the original Jew. They're lying. They're not the original Jew. The original Jew is the people that invented Judaism. And Judaism wasn't invented by black people. I was a rabbi. I know what I'm talking about. And I can tell you who invented it. The two men responsible for that religion. And it ain't ancient either. Why? That if black people or let's say that the African Jews, if they the oldest, where's their Passover Haggadah? That little book. Why don't they have more of an ancient Seder and that whole ritual of Passover? The whole manual for that and how you do all of that, that comes out of Europe. The oldest synagogues ain't in Africa. The yarmulke, the talith, and all of that, that's European invention. That's not. Come out of the Bible, come out of the biblical world. Y'all been tricked, you've been had, you've been bamboozled. You've been run amok, you've been led astray. You've been absolutely deceived, going around talking about you, the true Jew. Talking about you, the true Muslim. You, the true Christian. You can't claim any of that if you ain't of Ethiopian lineage. Why? Because after Akhenaten established monotheism, which is to believe in one universal God, not a God that's flesh and blood. A God that's universal. Who makes it to rain on the just and the wicked. Who makes his light shine on the just and the wicked. Who feeds and nourishes the earth, that don't need your damn prayer, that don't need your help, that don't need your money. He is self-sustaining. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. If your God ain't all that, then he ain't God. God damn it. You got damaged OS, and people keep coming. These foreigners keep coming and injecting that bullshit into our minds. That is believing in white Arabs is superior to black people. And the Arabs have always thought that they were superior because they want us to remember the fact that we pillaged their peoples. So now they're in position and control over us. Now you go your ass back at the classical Islam and see how Shaitan and the jinn is depicted. And they depicted as black. Since you want to say, if that's our original religion, use a goddamn lie. You're lame. become just like them. And the more closer and closer that you apply Islam to your life, you become just like them. Why? Because that's their culture. Oh, that's in their religion. That's why if you use Christianity, and the more you devote yourself to it, what do you become? You become just like the white Christian. And that's why the Hebrew Israelites of Dimona and those that came out of Ethiopia that was airlifted, they lifted them up out of there, and then Operation, I forget what it was called, Operation something. But anyway, Operation Moses, I think it was. And then they took them over there into Israel. So the world could believe that Israel was going to be a diverse, multi-ethnic type of land. Yeah, when you look at it. But in reality, it's still racist. It's racism, as Dr. Collins said, and Minister Farrakhan said, in Arabia. So how is that the true religion? When you go back into classical Islam, when you go back into classical Judaism, and black people is the devil, black people are evil, because they want the world to remember the atrocities that the black Egyptians, the dark-skinned Egyptians, had done to the Europeans and to the Eurasian world. You're using their religion, and therefore you come just like them. So then you take your ass all the way over there to Israel, even the ones from Ben Ami. And hear those white European Jewish Ashkenazi rabbis saying, oh, which one of y'all is not circumcised? And these Negroes are like, no, we already cut. Because you in their land. And you gotta follow their rules. You get over there, you say, oh, the hell with that, nigga. Pull your penises out, and we gotta stick a pin in your penis, at the head of your penis, and to draw blood, and that says, you've been circumcised. You got to draw blood according to our rules. And them niggas pulled out their penises. Don't tell me a damn thing about the Hebrew Israelites. I was one of their main teachers for years. And I tried to update them, but they didn't want the update. The updated source of if you're going to call it Judaism, or if you're going to call it Islam, or if you're going to call it Christianity, you got to go back to Ethiopia, because that is the remnant of those that believe in the one God. You got to go back like a prodigal son, because your ass, you want to do things your own way, but the Father has a way for you. And if you follow the Father's way, you won't be going through all the rubbish that you're going through right now. Socially, politically, economically, you will be on par with the rest of the world if you were doing the right thing. But you won't listen. You're trying to do it your own way. And what did the scripture say? Trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. And he will direct your paths. But you're still trying to do it your own way, because you got damaged OS. We need to get these damn viruses out of your mind, so you're not walking around here as some so-called pro-black. And so, look, ain't nothing to be pro-black. Your nationality should be about Ethiopia. The flag you should be raising is Ethiopia. The language you should be using, the second language when you be using in your house, should be Amharic. And then you use the English for business, and when you're in the outside world. And you should know all about English. You should master English. Mm-hmm. Your cuisine, you need to drop slave cuisine. Soul food. You got to drop that. See, if you're going to follow the Jew, is the Jew going around eating the same slop that he got from Nazi Germany with Hitler? Hell no. He recognized that. Whoa. This OS that we are operating in, we're going to have to get rid of this. And we're going to have to update. So the Jew has to update. No, see, y'all not, you don't get this. For the Arabs to be as modern and secular as they had to update. They had to say, wait a minute, we can't be enforcing Sharia law upon everybody, otherwise we're going to be locked out. So let's put this down for a while. Let's remove 98% of the hadiths. Let's go inside of the Quran and take out everything that make Muhammad look like a warlord, to make Muhammad look like a bad man. Let's take all that out and make a Quran that's palatable to everybody. And that actually coincides with the teachings of the Bible. So then they will think that Muhammad just one of the prophets. This is what's happening right now. So you don't know nothing about this. Any black Muslims ain't going to tell you this. They're trying to force that down your throat. You know why they're trying to force Islam down your throat? You know why these foreigners come over here to black America and try to do this? It's because they want you to stay at the bottom. They know that those blacks in America need to be connected to Ethiopia. Now, before I go, did you know blacks in America, the Negro in America, when Mussolini was trying to invade Ethiopia, did you know that there was Negro men? And we had two wars against Italy, and they tried to conquer both sides, and they failed. Do you know black Americans or the Negro in America went from out of America to go fight on the behalf of Ethiopia? Why would they go and fight on the behalf of Ethiopia? if they didn't have some Ethiopian ties. I want you to think about that. Ethiopia did reach out their hands to Black America coming out of the 1700s, 1800s, and then when you had Haile Selassie, he was trying to make reforms until they killed him. Now, Malcolm X, he said Mr. Muhammad didn't make no kind of connections with Africa. Mr. Muhammad wanted connections with Saudi Arabia so that his religion could be legitimized. But he made no connections to Africa. The only time Africa had any contact with Black American Muslims was through two men. That's Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali. Mr. Muhammad really wasn't interested in that, and plus he was very sick. But there was a mandate that had went out from the United States government after the time that Black that went over to fight on the behalf of Ethiopia, and they vowed after that that they must make sure that there is no connectivity to East Africa and Black Americans in the West. That's what goes secretly in the U.S. government said. Why? Because it would change the Negro from out of Negro nationalism or Black nationalism to Ethiopian nationalism. And therefore, then they can't rule over us. We will be a competitive community just like all other groups of people. They don't want us to be a competitive group. And it's only what comes out of the ancient sources and the ancient modern sources that comes out of Ethiopia that would give us our wellness, that would help us to reset, to restore, and to download the updates that we need to download. So that's what I say to you. If you're going to be a Muslim, if you're going to be a Christian, then you should be a Coptic Christian. You should understand that the Islamic roots that comes out of Ethiopia and Bilal's contributions to the religion of Islam. If you're going to be a Hebrew, then you need to understand the Hebrewisms that comes out of Ethiopia. No wonder. And if you do that, then you could understand why the author the Sign and the Seal, Graham Hancock, he said they went on a quest to search for the lost Ark of the Covenant. So they went down into Ethiopia. And he said that he went down there and he saw people and how they would dress, how they behaved, how they would make their mobile temples and stuff like that. He said it looked like this just came up out of the pages of the Bible. That's how ancient that these people been doing these traditions for thousands of years. But they haven't had any update. But at least if you wanted to know what it's like being a true Hebrew, you got to go with where the oldest Hebrews are at. You can't go to the European Jew and he made his copy. You don't want to go to the copy and then try to copy the copy. What kind of insanity is that? If you want to be a real Muslim, then you should find out what it's like being a Muslim in East Africa, the origins of Islam. Wasn't it Muhammad? And wasn't it members of the Quraysh? Others were trying to kill them and they took refuge down in Ethiopia? And then they were brought to the Ethiopian king at the time. And then they say that they believe in the one God. Saying the same thing from Akhenaten. Oh my God, y'all don't even understand the history. Because when other these foreigners came over here, they gave y'all a fictitious history. They gave you a fictitious history. They didn't give you the truth. But if you stay tuned and go back into my archives, I catch you up to date. You need updates. You need to be following a real teacher that gives you updates and that will continue the connect. Now, I mentioned Malcolm X. Malcolm X, he had Professor John Henry Clark and Dr. Yosef Ben Yochanan. He had Ahmed Osman, right? He was telling Malcolm some things, and these are important people, you know, that why I'm mentioning this. Malcolm X was getting updates, and that's what was changing this man. He was honest and clear in his position. He knew that the Islam that he had been given was a sham. He knew, see, with that social reform movement that the NOI is, it wasn't never supposed to be Black people evolving into a Black nation. From the words of Farrakhan himself, it was the Nation of Islam is to remove the nationalistic tendencies out of Black America and evolve them into the universal community of Islam. So the Arab is still on the prowl to conquer, not with slavery, but to enslave the mind of Black people to make us under the Arab. We will never be in Islam as important as the Arab is. Why? Because that's his religion. That's a part of his cultural OS. And that's why when you start going all into Islam, if you be true to Islam, to Orthodox Islam, Sunni or Shiite, you got to wear the dress, all that. The only thing with the Black Muslims, right? They ain't want to do all that. Well, then you're not being true to that religion. Because there are some things according to the Hadith that you should be doing. if I must say. I heard, and it was looking at the Muhammad Speaks newspaper, that when those women that Mr. Muhammad, quote unquote, selected to be his wives, right? Because there's no marriage certificates or anything like that. So, okay. Now, mind you, we bad and bold. We can say the white man is the devil. But you can't tell that white man, hey, I selected these women as my wives. What you gonna do about it? But you wouldn't want to do that, huh? Okay. All right. All right. Okay. 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 All right. You ain't that bold then, huh? Okay. I got it. I got it. I got to see it's just only convenient. Now, of course, they were the devils. They were doing devilishment just like Peter. When he was denying that Yeshua, or what you would call Jesus in the New Testament. He said, who are you? Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Right? But then a verse later, he said, but no. He said, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to die, and all that kind of stuff like that. Then he said, no, Lord forbid. And then he started going against that teaching. And then what did Yeshua say to him? He said, get thee behind me, Satan. So you could use the word Satan, Lucifer, the devil, because all it means is a wicked person. So if white people were going around doing wickedness on black people, then only those white people that were doing that wickedness, technically you could call them the devil. And that's what Malcolm X eventually had to find out. Not all white people are devils. Because if all white people are devils, then we should not be living around white people. But you'll find that those in the Nation of Islam want to be very comfortable. They don't want to hear gunshots. They don't want to hear sirens and stuff like that. They're going to be in those areas. If they can afford it, where white people are at. See, listen, you save all that black stuff. I don't want to hear it. Because you're going to have to walk that walk and talk that talk all the way. All this black shit, it needs to stop. We need to be serious about fixing the cultural OS of our people, our mind state, no wonder black women is going around here for fun, having kids out of wedlock. And then wondering why she ain't got no help. Some black men are abandoning their children, but most black men ain't doing that. The problem of the black race is the black woman. She is out of control. But you got these same pro-blacks is deifying the black woman. They say the black woman is God. They got damaged OS and viruses in their system for even going around reporting anything like that. The same ones that going around, hold on. The same conscious teachers that's going around talking about the black woman is God. Let a black woman go against them and the black woman is a bitch. You seen it with Young Pharaoh and some of the others. Am I wrong? Am I right? So why y'all still following it? Why are you still in the conscious community? Why are you going to believe in these Kemites? Talking about the Medunetur and all this other kind of stuff like that. And they believe in the translation of Champillion. You don't have an ancient Egyptian living. So how would you know how they speak? So then his interpretation of it, why would you accept that and then put it in the book and say, yeah, this is what our ancestors were speaking. Use a goddamn lie. You need an ancient Egyptian right here to decode the hieroglyphics Medunetur. What if I told you that the Egyptians didn't go around speaking the hieroglyphics Medunetur? They didn't speak that. Only their priests and scribes spoke that, and that was a secret language between them. The average people was ignorant. They did not know the knowledge. They did not know the science, and they didn't walk around calling themselves gods and goddesses, as you believe, as those people that's in the conscious and the committed community and the pro-blacks have taught y'all to believe. They are lying. They're lying. Just like others lying. There wasn't no 12 tribes of Israel. There was no tribe of Shabazz. Where's the monuments? Where's the tombs with any bones in them? Where's the artifacts? Where's any writings from them or their neighbors? What location in Africa, in the jungles, where they were at? If you can't pinpoint that, then all what you're saying is mythology. Where is those Eurasian or European Bible people that was Jews? Where is their tombs with bones in them? Where's the artifacts? Where's the monuments? Where is anything to say they existed? You don't have nothing. Where's the museum? You don't have nothing. Well, then it's a lie. Stop lying to my people. Let them go. Stop deceiving them. And this is why I told black people, and I mean what I say, because I'm unchallengeable by the permission and grace of God. Come out of black organizations, all religions. Don't go to another house of worship. Go throughout your house. Remove everything, all their books, all their tapes, all their CDs, all their audio tapes. Take down their pictures off their walls. Take all their uniforms. Take all their pictures off their walls. Put them in a trash can and do a burnt offering unto the Most High. And say, Father, I have sinned and I repent of polytheism. I repent of idolatry. I repent of worshiping human beings as gods. I repent for standing in the way because it was God and God alone. The first time in human history. You don't got it in Africa. You don't got it in the Middle East. If they were so damn noble. You don't have it in Europe. But it was right in the United States of America when they had the Emancipation Proclamation. When they outlawed slavery globally. And y'all sitting your ass up here and you're not even understanding God's hand on you. And all this legislation that was made, why your ass is still trying to pump your fist in the air like that means something. And God all along is working, making things that look like wasn't possible, made it happen. Well, you're not denigrated anymore because of your color. But if you had accepted the cultural OS that was coming out of Ethiopia until your black leaders usurped, bent your mind around, now you're in darkness. Now you're in darkness. They messed with gods intervening in your affairs. Black leaders did this, and foreigners did this. They made you more focused on your hair texture and your skin than anything else, instead of you submitting your will to do the will of God, because that's why slavery globally was initiated, if you know your scripture. It was to make you duty-bound back to God. Because you pillaged those other peoples. You caused them to be erased. You messed with their culture. You messed with their family lineage. Yes, you did. And then when it's turned around back on you, that's why you got Dr. Hassan.
Have you forgotten that once we were brought here, we were robbed of our name, robbed of our language. We lost our religion, our culture, our God. And many of us, by the way we act, we even lost our mind. If you can't do for yourself what the white man is doing for himself, don't say you're equal with the white man.
Right.
If you can't set up a factory like he set up a factory, don't talk that old equality talk. Who are you? You don't know. Don't tell me Negro, that's nothing. What were you before the white man named you a Negro? And where were you? And what did you have? What was yours? What language did you speak then? What was your name? It couldn't have been Smith or Jones or Bunch or Power. That wasn't your name. They don't have those kind of names where you and I came from. No, what was your name? And why don't you now know what your name was then? Where did it go? Where did you lose it? Who took it? And how did he take it? What tongue did you speak? How did the man take your tongue? Where is your history? How did the man wipe out your history? How did the man, what did the man do to make you as dumb as you are right now?
Who are you? You don't know. You got over those men stating these things because of what you did. But they didn't know what they was saying at that time. They was using it to pump up the black shit. But all along, see, I was being born. I was being born so that the culture of OSC, so my father, Lish David, working on the administration of Haile Selassie, and my father was the son of Lish Ayashu, who ruled temporarily before Haile Selassie. The reform that he was doing, but he was trying to make the society work. So my uncle had my father work on his administration. And after the death of Malcolm X, the black Muslims had world prominence, and that was due to Malcolm X by himself. And they should let him be the leader of that organization. It should not have went against him. And black people would have turned out way more better than they are right now. Because you are even worse now than you was even after the Million Man March. You are way worse as a people. Your numbers of single-parent motherhood have skyrocketed. And if you don't think that's a problem, then there's a problem with you. We've lost all kinds of businesses and all this other kind of stuff like that. We've become so selfish because we have believed in the knowledge of self. Trying to make a nation of self. Which means your mind is screwed. Meaning it'll be about your ego. So we need a nation of egos. So therefore, if you have a nation of egos, you can't unite. Because the self is the ego. And what's the acronym for ego? Ego means easing God out. So you want to ease the true God out so then you can become your own God. And then be a rebel to all the laws and stuff like that. Being you are creating children that is like that. And guess what? It's a recipe for a disaster. They constantly going to be in prison, using drugs, smoking, drinking, having random sex and all kinds of stuff. You will be on the way to altar destruction if you're not careful. And that's what has happened to black people since black consciousness. Now, if that's not true, if you just didn't need the Bible alone and the pure word of God taught to you, why after the Emancipation Proclamation goes to about 1930s into the 1940s, black people had about 200 towns and villages that they owned and controlled? But they lost all of that because they wanted to integrate. They didn't want segregation. All they had to do was hold on a little longer, and they would have their own little villages and stuff like that. But they just wouldn't. Any of these pro-black groups was worth the salt that they claim that they are, right? They want that. You got many small cities, many in the Chicagoland area. As a matter of fact, since all major black groups, their headquarters is in Chicago. Did you know that? You got many little cities in Chicagoland. You know what they could have done? They could have moved their followers in that area, set up stores and businesses, and could have had their own city. But they didn't. But they're nation building. How can you nation build? You can't even control communities and cities. That's how you know they're full of it. They're full of bullshit. And all of those organizations is designed for one thing and one thing alone. For those that the leadership and those that help to run it, they live very comfortable off of the rhetoric that they spew. And black people love it. Going back to Malcolm X. Malcolm X, when he went to his trip to Mecca and to the African world, he was supposed to have this meeting with Haile Selassie, and he missed that meeting. His plane was a little late, and Selassie was flying somewhere else, and through sources, they were supposed to connect up sometime later. But he was murdered before then. But when he came back, he set up the Organization of Afro-American Unity, the OAAU. And the OAAU, he said that it was to connect with the OAU. So he took the aims and objectives and the mission from the OAU and incorporated inside the OAAU. And he said he wanted to build a bridge for Black America. And really and truly, it wasn't only the Nation of Islam that was trying to stop him, but it was also the United States government that had a hand in his assassination. And they knew that he had got so vocal and so on and so forth. And they knew that he was the Black Messiah that they were looking for, that would electrify the Negro and tie them back to their origins, to their culture, to their cuisine, to their true religion, and all that, to their history, to everything that makes them a true living people. And they killed them. Killed by the hands of black monsters. And nobody ever since, until my speaking year, knew about the cultural OS and the repairing of that. But Malcolm X knew. He said, wait a minute. You know, I know Mr. Muhammad said that all we needed was to have the true religion, and the Negro would be on his way, and the Negro is still suffering. And this is all because you got damaged OS. But Malcolm X wanted to create a bridge. But as my father came over here, and since they knew that the Black Muslim Organization was the premier organization of Black America, he came to Chicago. And at a Savior's Day convention, he met my mother, a Black Muslim virgin girl. He betrothed her for marriage, and they copulated one time, pregnant with me. And this was hidden from the authorities of Chicago at that time. So they wanted to create a Moses that would be born in the household of Pharaoh, because they know that the Egyptian teachings entered into the Nation of Islam. It resurfaced from old and had been reinstalled in them under the leadership of Louis Farrakhan and his student ministry, and being his youngest student minister. This is how all of these pieces come together, came together for you, to save you, to deliver you, to restore you. But in order to do that, you got to recognize we did wrong. And once when you recognize that we did wrong and that we need to atone, we need to accept responsibility and turn from our wickedness, so that we may be in oneness with God, and that He will begin the process of negating all what should come upon us by the forgiving of our sins. And then He would enter us into His light, into His forgiveness, and follow the prescription that's right there in 2 Chronicles 7:14. You should go read that, because you're not coming unto the Most High unless you repent and follow that prescription of 2 Chronicles 7:14. Nothing can restore our people except what's being taught right here and right now.